What's up? This is Kinsley, and you're listening to the Curls and Courage podcast. What's up, you guys, and welcome to the Curls and Courage podcast. I'm your host, Kinsley Meeks, mental health advocate, coach, and athlete, aiming to inspire you to reach your highest physical and mental potential. Thank you so much for tuning in, taking some time out of your day to hopefully make you feel a little bit better and bring you some nutrition, fitness, and mental health knowledge that will help propel you forwards in whatever goals that you have in your life. If you're new here, so happy you're tuning in. And if you're a frequent listener, thank you so much for all of the support. It really means a lot to me. So by the title of this episode, you have a basic understanding or a basic idea of what this episode is all about, right? Nutrition, specifically how you can develop better nutritional habits for your strength training. So I think nutrition is kind of a hard concept to gain an understanding about. I think there's kind of limited knowledge in this area, and I want to make sure that I'm able to give back to you guys as best as I can, especially catered towards strength training. So if you have specific goals that you are wanting to look leaner, you are wanting to build muscle, you are wanting to achieve a certain body composition, I think strength training is the easy part. You know that you've got to include some type of strength training to get that look, but nutrition is always the most difficult part. Following a structured nutrition protocol is difficult, and it's kind of hard to decipher between, okay, am I eating the right amount? Am I eating the wrong amount? Am I eating the right things? Are the foods that I'm putting in my body catered towards my goals? And I want to answer all of those questions today to really ensure that you do not make the same mistakes that I did in my early years of strength training in regards to nutrition. This episode is for females who strength train, beginners and experienced lifters who maybe just want to make sure they are maximizing their progress in the gym with good nutritional habits. You know, you may be someone who goes to the gym every single day and you're super consistent, but you're just not seeing progress. This episode is for you. And that was me back in my teenage years. So believe me, you're not alone. And for those of you who don't know, I say back in my teenage years, I'm still pretty young. I'm 22 years old. I'll actually be 23 on September 12th, which is about 2 weeks from now. So very, very excited for that birthday and trying to make the most of it. But again, back in my teenage years, I definitely did a lot of things wrong, and that's helped me kind of have the nutrition knowledge and training knowledge as well that I have now. So in this episode, simply put, we talk about a couple different things. We talk about the importance of fueling your body enough based on your activity level. Moving more and eating less is not always the answer. We also talk about why meal timing makes a difference in your progress. Thirdly, we talk about carbs and protein, right? How carbs are actually beneficial, they're not bad, and how protein really should be your best friend. Fourthly, we talk about how you can adjust your training and nutrition protocol based on your needs, based on your goals. A very, very important concept that you want to understand. And then I also talk about on this episode why avoiding entire food groups isn't usually the answer if you want to make nutrition gains and strength training gains as well. So I hope this episode brings you some value. Be sure that you listen closely to the next 15 or 20 minutes of this podcast episode. So we'll go ahead and jump into tip number one, or lesson number one, that I wish that I had known a couple years ago in my nutrition protocol. First thing I want to break down to you guys is the importance of fueling your body enough based on your activity level. So what does this actually mean? A big concept that I try to put into every female's head, every training client's head that I have, or every person who maybe inquires about nutrition or training for me, is we want to think about using food as the concept of fuel for our body. So we're not just going to eat just to eat. Now, I know eating can be a social event. I know it can bring a lot of people together, which I'm all for, having a good meal and maybe having something that's not the cleanest option or something that's not maybe giving you value in moderation, right? I mean, once a week at most. But today we're talking about how you can use the concept of food as fuel for your body. And the most common thing I see in the nutrition industry, and the thing that I messed up on the most too, was skipping meals. If you are a female out there who wants to actually make nutrition gains, you have to make sure that you're fueling your body properly. And I say females because, again, I know that's most of my clientele and that's most of my audience out there, but this applies to males as well. This applies to any person. You cannot skip meals. So in the past, I was more of an endurance-based athlete. If you listen to my episodes, you know a little bit about my background. I always thought I was going to have a successful career in running. Long story short, that did not happen. But One of the biggest mistakes that I made as an endurance athlete, and at the time I was also strength training, so I would run, you know, 10, 12 miles a day, and then on top of that, go try to lift pretty much as heavy as possible. And I thought that 3 almonds and an orange was going to sustain me in these goals, and it wasn't. So I was someone who did really skip meals and not understand really how much output I was expending every single day. And that really made my progress not very good, and it also made me break a lot of bones in the past. It led to a lot of nutrition deficiency. It led to a lot of problems with eating disorders for me. It led to a lot of just different issues in my body, in my mind, and kind of so forth. So here's why you shouldn't skip meals. Do not be like me in my 16, 17 year old mindset. Don't skip meals. Here's what happens. When you skip meals, a couple different things. Number one, your blood sugar starts to decrease. So the reason this is actually bad is because our brains use glucose, or that simple sugar, to function properly. So when there is not enough glucose in your brain, your body is simply just not at its best. You're not going to be able to train as hard, but also you're just not going to be able to function very good. So when you have low blood sugar, it's going to make you feel more tired, usually more agitated, more irritable, or just foggy within the brain. If you guys have ever had that really bad brain fog, that's a really good indication that your nutrition is not really where it should be, or maybe you're skipping meals or you have low blood sugar. You know, and our body goes into a higher stressed state. So our body's released basically a hormone called cortisol, which is a stress hormone in our body that leaves us feeling very stressed and a lot of times just kind of mad. You guys have heard of the term hangry. I know that I've been there before. That's what happens when you have low blood sugar and you're skipping meals and you're not getting enough food into your brain and into your system. Secondly, when you skip meals, so a lot of females have this common conception of, okay, let's eat less and let's move more. Now, of course, depending on what your goals are, if you're someone who is severely overweight and you're obese, yes, I want you to move more and eat less. But for the average individual, what I found, who wants to actually make some progress in the gym, who wants to make sure that they're fueling their body enough for their training to make progress, when you skip meals, you're actually damaging your metabolism. And our metabolism is how we convert what we eat and drink into energy. And you want your metabolism to be really fast because that's going to make you burn more calories throughout the day. So when you're eating less meals, your metabolism actually slows down, especially if you're someone who just eats, you know, once or twice a day. You're not getting near enough food in your body. So don't always think that, again, moving more and eating less is the answer, because for most people, it's just not. And then lastly, when you are not eating enough, when you're not fueling your body based on your activity level, your body is very adaptable to whatever you are putting in it. So your body is going to basically get very used to that low calorie diet, and then it's going to become little to impossible for you to actually be able to make progress. So you have to kind of decipher two different things. I would say, number one, how much output are you putting out? Are you someone who's very active? Are you someone who's strength training on a regular basis? Are you running around all day? Do you have a job that you're on your feet? You know, are you a high level athlete, or are you a sedentary person? That's going to determine how much food you need to be eating. So make sure that, again, you determine what is my activity level and how much food do I need to eat to support that activity level. Do not skip meals. Do not think that's always the answer, okay? Moving into point number two, which is meal timing. I talk a lot about meal timing on a couple different episodes in my podcast, and I talk about meal timing on a daily basis with a lot of my clients. Meal timing is super important, and it really does make a difference in your progress. Now, I usually recommend smaller portion meals, you know, every 2.5 to 4 hours. I think once you're going 5-6 hours without eating anything, it's just doing your body no good. So first tip I want to tell you on meal timing is, do not train fasted. Now, there are certain individuals that I guess you would say could train fasted, and I'll tell you who those people are. But for most people and most girls that I see, do not train without putting anything in your system. Reason being, you want to think about, again, that concept of food as fuel. So if you're waking up in the morning and you're not having your first meal until 11, 12 p.m. and you're already training before that, you're not going to have much food to push for your workout. So your workouts are not going to be very productive. You're not going to be in the best state to actually build muscle and see gain from your strength training. The only way I would recommend training fasted is if maybe you have a specific muscle group that you're really trying to bring down. Maybe you have huge legs and you're actually trying to lose muscle in your legs. Then you could train fasted. Or secondly, if you were someone who maybe your work schedule is crazy and you have to wake up at, you know, 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. to train, at that point, I know it can be hard to actually get a good meal in. So I would say wake up, get your training done, and try to consume a good meal with protein and carbohydrates after you train fasted in the morning. But for most people, you know, we're not getting up at 4 or 5 a.m. to get our workout in. I have most people training a little bit later in the day. So I really recommend getting in a good meal before you train, about 45 minutes to an hour prior to strength training. It'll help your progress, and it will also help make sure that you are actually like utilizing the food that you eat for your training. So I would say, as far as meal timing is concerned, the main thing I'm kind of stressing to you right now is the timing that you eat before and after you train, I think is super important. Your pre and post workout meals are two of the most important meals you're going to eat throughout the day. So we talked about pre-workout, making sure you're eating about 45 minutes to an hour prior to your strength training. And then I would say after your workout, I like to eat really like 30 minutes to an hour after I strength train. Don't think, again, if you go a little bit longer that you're going to be losing muscle at that point, because that's just not the case. But you do want to eat, I would say, pretty much as soon as you can after you strength train is going to benefit your body good. Those are two really important things on meal timing. And then also, I'm not going to go too down into the detail on it because I could talk about this for hours and I don't want to ramble. But as far as meal timing, you want to make sure, again, that you're using that concept of how can I fuel my body. So make sure that when you're more active throughout the day, you're eating meals more frequently, but kind of once you settle down, especially at night, you don't need to go load a bunch of food on your stomach when you're just getting ready to watch TV or go to bed, right? So kind of think about utilizing all macronutrients, protein, fats, and carbohydrates based off of what your body's needs are and what you are doing throughout the day. And this leads me right into topic number three, carbohydrates and protein, why they are beneficial and should be your best friend. So we'll talk about carbs first. There is a huge misconception that carbs are bad. Now, any macronutrient consumed in a large amount is not going to be beneficial for you. But when we talk about using food as fuel, carbs are actually going to be a good thing. So we talked about glucose a little bit earlier, right? Carbohydrates are your body's main energy source. They're a very important macronutrient, and carbohydrates are the ones that are most easily metabolized to create that glucose or a simple sugar that our bodies use for energy, especially when you strength train. So even when I'm in a position to where I'm not able to eat a lot of carbs, say I'm dieting really hard and I'm trying to get lean and overall calories are low, fats are low, carbs are low, but I always make sure that I try to keep carbohydrates for as long as possible around my training time. So if you're someone who needs to cut carbs, I would say try to do it in your later meals throughout the day, or try to do it in your breakfast. Don't cut carbohydrates around your training unless you absolutely have to. And I'm talking about for my very high level athletes who are trying to get lean. You're just going to not be eating very much of anything. Carbs are the ones that are not essential. They're the only macronutrient that you don't actually need. So they're going to go first when you're in a low calorie diet. But I would still say carbs are important, you guys. You want to structure them around your training. And then we move into the topic of protein. Y'all know I love my protein. I like to get most of my protein from whole food sources, but I also make sure that I drink a shake every single day. It's something I've been doing for a while because, number one, it tastes good, but number two, it just ensures that I'm hitting my protein goal. And right now my protein is very, very high. So when you're eating enough protein, when you're using this macronutrient, what that protein is going to do is help your body grow and repair new muscle tissue. So if you're not doing that, if you're not getting enough protein, especially again around your training, you're not going to grow new muscle tissue and you're not going to recover very well and you're not going to see much progress in your gains. So make sure if you're strength training on a regular basis or if you're not strength training on a regular basis, you have to eat enough protein, especially my females out there. I see a lot of you girls who are eating 40, 50 grams of protein a day. That is not near enough. At least 100 to 130 grams of protein. I talked about on my last podcast episode, I eat about 160 grams of protein right now and I'm a pretty small person. So that can be hard to get in, but it's important. So When you're eating enough protein, of course, again, that growth and repair of muscle tissue is important. But also, when you're consuming a high protein diet, this is going to help boost your metabolism. Eating a high protein diet is going to help you actually burn more calories throughout your day, including when your body is even at rest or asleep. You want to get most of your protein from whole food sources that are high quality. So we talk about protein sources such as chicken breast, something that is no added preservatives, no added hormones. I do red meat as well. Grass-fed beef can be awesome for you. Again, no hormones, making sure that you're getting it from a reliable source. Lean cuts of turkey breast, pasture-raised eggs, egg whites, things like that are going to be your whole food protein sources. I like to also add in a protein shake. And if you guys are interested in any high-quality supplements, I really do recommend that you guys check out First Form. This is a company that I just started working with that I really, really like. Their protein is absolutely amazing. Like I said, I do a shake every single day. So if you're interested, be sure to check out that supplement line, as their high quality protein sources will definitely do you right. First Form is cool because they make sure that they don't have any unneeded additives in their products, which I think is so awesome. And it's kind of hard to find now too, especially with protein powder. You know, you can just put a bunch of crap in it and sell it, make the outside of the label look good, and people think that they should be taking it. But you want to find a good high quality protein source, and again, First Form can definitely do you right there. If you want high quality supplements that taste good and yield results, you have to check out First Form. This is a supplement company that I truly do believe in. First Form products are backed by research and created to improve your overall health and performance. What I love most about this brand, though, isn't the products, it's the team's philosophy. Developing an undeniable belief in self, cultivating courage, and adopting a no-quit and never-settle mentality, which you guys know I am all about. But of course, the products are bomb too. Right now, I'm loving the vegan protein powder and flavor iced oatmeal cookie and the unflavored creatine to boost my performance in the gym and fight off muscle fatigue. Be sure to get these awesome products from First Form and purchase through my link, firstform.com/KinsleyMeeks, in my Instagram bio at YoItsKinslow, that's YoItsKinslow, to support me and better your overall health and wellness. Now let's get back to the pod. Moving into point number four, adjusting your training and nutrition protocol based off your needs. This is a big one, you guys. We all have specific goals when we're strength training. I don't think any one of us is just going into the gym just to train. So it may be a goal of I want to just mentally feel better. It may be a goal of I want to improve my body composition. It may be a goal of I want to put on 5 pounds of lean muscle tissue. It may be a goal of I want to have more muscle definition in my glutes. You know, it could be anything. But you have to know how to adjust your training and your nutrition protocol based off of your needs. So, and again, this is going to vary depending on the individual. So I'll talk about personal goals with you guys. If I am in a phase to where I am wanting to grow, I need to make sure that my nutrition protocol is based off of that goal, that follows that goal, right? So I need to make sure I'm eating enough calories to support myself. If I'm in a phase where I'm wanting to cut, I need to make sure, again, that my nutrition plan is based on that goal. If I'm wanting to shred down, I know that my calories are going to have to be a little bit lower, and I need to make sure that I'm able to change my nutrition protocol accordingly. This is one thing that I didn't do in the past. When I didn't know much about nutrition, I pretty much just ate the same thing every single day and hoped that it would work. And I'll tell you, it did not. I was still healthier than the average individual, but I didn't have much muscle definition. I didn't have much progress. I definitely didn't have much muscle growth of new muscle tissue. So you got to make sure you know how to adjust your nutrition protocol, again, based off of what phase are you in. So are you growing? Are you shredding? What type of training are you doing? Are you an endurance athlete? Are you someone who's focused on muscle hypertrophy? You have to kind of know those things, and you have to make adjustments based off of your goals. And that's why I think it's important to hire a coach. Of course, if you guys do need help with adjusting your training and nutrition protocol, you can always reach out to me. But having that extra set of eyes, that's something I have as well, can also be super beneficial. So you got to know what phase you're in, and you got to not be afraid to adjust your nutrition protocol based off of your training goals and based off of your needs. And then last point for the day, which is another very vital one, you don't need to avoid all food groups. Here's what I mean by this. In the past, I would, for some reason, think that certain foods were just a no-go. I was like, there is no way I could possibly put this in my body. For example, dairy at one point, I was like that about certain meats at one point. I was like that about even like cheat meals. Oh, I cannot have this one food group. I don't know why I thought that in the past. It could be something I saw on social media. It may have just been a stigma that I had developed within my brain, but you don't need to avoid all food groups. I like to make sure that I have a variety of foods in my nutrition plan. Now, I am someone who tends to kind of lean on the side of eating similar every single day, but don't be afraid to switch out your protein intake. Don't be afraid to switch out your carbohydrate source or get healthy fats, not only from, you know, coconut oil. Try adding in some nut butter or some avocados. Try to really switch up your macronutrients, because the reason that is food variety is going to make sure that you limit any type of nutrient deficiencies. So when you're not eating enough of certain food groups, that's when you're lacking in certain vitamins and minerals that your body may need to make you feel better and to make you function better. So I know that it can be hard to get in all the vitamins and minerals that your body needs. And I would say in that case, that's when you can start adding in some supplementation based off what your goals are. But for the most part, you know, you need to make sure you're not avoiding certain food groups unless you absolutely have to. So for example, say you're someone who has a certain dietary restriction, say maybe you're lactose intolerant. At that point, I'm going to tell you, do not go eat a block of cheese. Don't drink that whole milk. Say you're someone who has digestive issues and you know that eating a lot of onion and eating a lot of garlic is not going to work very well with your digestive system, then don't eat the onions and garlic. But all this goes to say, you have to know that avoiding one certain food just based off of something that you see or based off of something that you read is not usually going to do your body right. So incorporate at least a little bit of food variety, even if it's those small changes. That's one thing I'm trying to get better with as well. But I really do believe that if you're eating the absolute same thing every single day, I mean, I've had really bad coaches who I've seen have coached clientele to where they're having these girls eat whitefish and veggies every single meal. You know, at some point, that's just not going to work very well. It's going to mess up your gut health. It's going to mess up your brain health. It's going to mess up just your quality of life. So that food variety can be important, but again, in moderation. You just want to limit nutrient deficiencies and promote good health as much as possible. Okay, so that's really all that I have for you today. I hope this episode really helped you, and we'll kind of go into a quick summary of things. A few rules that you really want to remember nutrition-wise, if you're someone, especially a girl out there, who wants to maximize your progress in the gym with strength training, don't make the same crazy mistakes that I did, okay? Number one, make sure that you fuel your body based on whatever your activity level is. Do not think that moving more and eating less is always the answer, because truthfully, it is not, only sometimes. Okay, secondly, meal timing. Remember how important that it is, how much it makes a difference in your progress. Really, really optimize that pre and post workout nutrition. Number three, make sure protein is your best friend, and make sure that carbohydrates are not something you're scared of. Every macronutrient has a purpose and a time and a place. Number four, make sure that you are adjusting your training and nutrition protocol based off of your current goals and needs. And then lastly, don't just avoid entire food groups unless you absolutely have to. Make sure that you are eating a variety of vitamins and minerals and nutrients that your body needs to make your brain health good, to make your body feel good, and to make your physique, of course, look the best that it can. If this episode did help you, if it did provide you some value, I encourage you guys to follow the show, to rate Curls and Courage, and to review this podcast on any major podcast platform. Those rates and reviews help keep me going and help the show grow and reach a broader audience. That way I'm able to help more people like you make sure you're fueling your body and doing the right things to make progress in the gym and your mental health and your fitness and nutrition-based goals. Before we end today's show, I want to make sure you know how to reach me if you are interested in one-on-one fitness and nutrition coaching. My coaching service is all about helping you achieve fortitude through good physical and mental health. This is not only about looking good, but also feeling good. My nutrition and training programs are completely custom to your goals and needs and designed to help you be a better partner, CEO, employee, athlete, or just person in general. To get started, please send me a DM at yoitskenslow, that's yoitskenslow, or shoot me an email at kensleymeeksfit@gmail.com, that's kensleymeeksfit@gmail.com, to find your fortitude through fitness and nutrition today. And then lastly, just one more thing I have for you guys today. I always like to end the podcast with a question from a frequent listener. And today's question is as follows. Kinsley, do you think it's better to track macros or track calories? Okay, I think it's much better to track macros if I had to pick one or the other, because really when you're tracking macros, you're really tracking your calories as well. And what I mean by this is protein is going to be 4 calories per gram, fats are going to be 9 calories per gram, carbohydrates are also going to be 4 calories per gram like the protein. So I recommend that you use an app called MyFitnessPal. It can be a free app, very easy to use, very easy to track, and has a lot of cool features. That's actually what I have my clients use. When you are tracking your macros, you have to remember every macro has a specific purpose. So if you're only tracking calories, you may be eating primarily fats or eating primarily only protein or eating way too many carbohydrates. So you're really not going to know that unless you actually give yourself a macro breakdown. I think this is super important. So it's not just all about calories in, calories out. It's actually about what those calories are made up of. So I would say, again, if you're going to track something, go ahead and start tracking your macros. But when you use a tracking app, those macros are going to add to calories. But I would start with giving yourself a specific number of macros to hit. Maybe you're at 130 protein, you're at 50 fats, and you're at 200 carbs. You see how that goes, and you adjust your macros accordingly based off of your goals. Your progress, I will say, is not going to be near as good just tracking calories than if you were to be tracking macronutrients as well. Because again, at the end of the day, say your goal is to lose weight, you know you need to be in a caloric deficit. Well, you could create a caloric deficit by just eating less food, right? But I don't need you to just eat a ton of carbs every day to create that caloric deficit, and then you're lacking in the protein, you're lacking in the fats. Again, it just makes sense that progress is not going to be where you want it to be. So short answer, track your macros, and your calories are going to be included in that as well. Thank you guys again for listening. And I also want to say, if I was rambling too much in this episode, please bear with me. I actually feel like right now I'm kind of getting over COVID, but I wanted to make sure that I got this episode done for you. So now my head is kind of pounding. I'm like, all right, this is all that I can talk for right now. So I really appreciate you guys listening. Be sure to tune into next week's episode as I keep putting these episodes out for you guys. Want to stay as consistent as possible. And then on a side note, if you do have a question that you'd like to be featured on the podcast, you can always shoot me a question on my Instagram and I'll be sure to include it in the podcast or in the show notes. There's also a way that you can add in a voice note and we'll be sure to include that on the podcast as well. So again, wishing you guys blessings as always, wishing you guys the best mental and physical health that you can achieve. If there's any other way that I can help you, reach out to me through my socials and I'll be happy to do so. You guys have an amazing rest of your week, an amazing rest of your day, and I will talk to you very, very soon. Bye.